Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is the Kaylee Show? Is that how we're going to pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we're going with that. This is the Kaylee Show, starring Dakota and Kaylee. I almost said DeKaylee.
DeKaylee.
Starring DeKaylee and DeKaylee. So another week. How have you been the past week?
It's been pretty good. Shout out to my grandmother for throwing it down in the kitchen. She made some bomb salmon for dinner. I am currently in our hometown of Yuma, chilling with family and friends.
Home of the criminals?
So, yeah, home of the criminals. I actually was thinking about going to the territorial prison because you know how they have the Halloween dark cell and you can go and be in the dark cell at night? I was thinking about
doing that.
And scaring myself. So, yeah.
I've been to it, not on Halloween. I went, just on a normal tour or whatever of the place. And, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Local bands still play at Prison Hill out there, or did that stop, years ago?
Oh, well, I think it just stopped recently because of coronavirus. But people are playing shows at Prison Hill, all the way up until, December, I think.
I remember being in high school, junior, senior year, being drunk as shit and going up there and just listening to, random people play.
Yes, grimy, punk shows and people that smelled but, yeah. That's great.
Bad thing is, I knew half of them.
So.
I'd be like, oh, yo.
Skate park.
Right, yes, the skate park. Forgot all about the... But yeah, people of Yuma, or people that don't live in Yuma don't know what the hell we're talking about, so it's all good. Go to Yuma and then you'll know what we're talking
about. Oh yeah, we need to tell them about the territorial prison and what the dark cell is.
All right, well, it is a ex-prison. That was a school at one time, because that's how Yuma High got its mascot name.
Mm-hmm.
That now you can float down the river by it and see it at a distance because it's right there. they do random tours, have a little gift shop. Well, at least they used to. I haven't been to Yuma in 6 years, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it still is. The territorial prison was one of the oldest prisons in the West, and you can go and take tours, and it's, it's kind of haunted, I guess. And it's fun to do around Halloween. So I like to go on the tour.
And isn't there a movie, 310 to Yuma or something? Is that kind of a prison?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's about delivering prisoners to the prison.
There you go. Another random movie fact, the movie Jarhead was filmed in some of the dunes out there.
Another random movie fact, part of Star Wars was filmed out in the sand dunes over there.
Really? The ones going towards Buttercup or the other ones?
I don't know. I think it's in Imperial. Mm-hmm. The big sand dunes area.
You talking about the new Star Wars or the old school Star Wars?
The old school Star Wars.
Oh, okay. That's,
the good
ones. I never knew that. Yeah, the good ones, right? I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to piss off a snowflake or something right now.
so full disclosure, I actually have never seen a full Star Wars movie, any of them.
What?
Yeah, I've never watched a whole one. I've seen pieces
I haven't seen the new ones. I haven't seen the one with the girl as the main character or whatever, Luke Skywalker's daughter or whatever. Oh, spoiler alert, in case anybody didn't know the plot to the movies. But I haven't seen the ones with her yet. But to me, they don't seem that interesting, so I really don't want to see them. And I think the last one I remember watching was was it episode 3 or whatever, and like Darth Vader was made or whatever, like dude became Darth Vader, killed all the other little kids and shit. Random movie spoiler from a movie from 20 years ago, just in case you guys haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Could you
the little boy in episode 1 grows up to be Darth Vader, and he kills all the other like little kids that are like training to be Jedis or whatever. It's a sad fact, man.
Isn't that also the plot of Highlander? There can only be one.
Yeah, and I think Terminator 2, right?
For sure.
I don't think I've seen the show Highlander a couple of times, but I don't think I've ever seen the movie. Like, I know it was a movie, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Like,
to me, it would
like,
be like... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to be like, if you like sword fights and Scotland and rivalry and live to the death, like, Highlander is bang.
Do you say goblins?
No. No?
What did you say? You said sword fights and what?
Oh, Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. At least like goblins. I was like, so that took a weird plot twist. I remember that in the show, but okay. Whatever
you
say, man.
There can only be one goblin.
Right? Is that the plot of Lord of the Rings?
I think something to do with there's goblins in that. No, man, no. But, like, seriously, I love Lord of the Rings. I can't even fake that. That was painful. Like, I'm a big old Lord of the Rings fan. I was obsessed with that when I was in junior high. Like,
now,
did you
read the books first? Or, like, you read the books first?
Not first, no. I didn't read them until after I saw the movies. And I also used to write notes to my best friends in class. Shout out Centennial Middle School to my friends in Elvish.
Nerd.
Yeah, it was really like we would write these full-fledged like best friend letters to each other in class and pass them so that nobody would be able to see what we're talking about except for us.
See, Lord of the Rings, I remember reading the book, or the first book first, The Hobbit or whatever. I remember reading it in school, and then I remember seeing, like, the second movie. I honestly don't think I've seen the first one or the other ones. The only one I've seen is, like, I think it's part two. It's something Towers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, Fight of the Towers or something. But
yeah, like,
the only reason I saw it, I went to a kid's birthday party. Like, I was invited to, like, a kid's birthday party in school, and, like, we all went to the movies, and that's the movie he picked, you know. I didn't have a choice. And that's the only reason I've never seen it. When I say I've never seen a Harry Potter movie, I don't mean I've never seen one, you know, like, flipping through the channels and caught pieces of it and stuff like that. I mean, I've never sat down and watched a full Harry Potter movie. Like, I couldn't tell you what goes on in any of them. I know it's about a wizard on a broom, but that's about it.
So, out of everybody who you would expect to like Harry Potter, the person I think who likes Harry Potter the most in the world is my mother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she loves the Harry Potter films. She loved the books when they came out. She was like, oh, Kaylee, do you want to go and get the books as soon as they come out. And I wasn't really into Harry Potter until my mom got into Harry Potter. And then she was like, oh, yeah, I think you really like these books. I think you really like these. So go get the books. And I read them, and oh, my gosh, it was like something I got to look forward to my entire childhood, you know, all the way up until, how old were we? We were like 16 when it ended, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I couldn't tell you. Like, I know there was, like, I want to say 5-6 movies.
Yeah. I think there are 7 movies.
I was close. Okay, yeah, 7. That was my third guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember how many books there are. I think there are 6 books and there are 7 movies.
Okay.
But I'm probably wrong. Who knows? Yeah, no, because I remember they put the last movie, they had it in 2 parts.
So does Harry Potter grow up to be like the Grand Wizard or something, or how's it all work?
You know what? As awful as it sounds, he turns out to be a cop.
A cop?
Like, yeah, like he becomes a wizard cop.
What?
Like, yeah, I know. I know. Of all the cool things that a wizard could be, he's like, I want to be the cop of other wizards.
It's like, have you been drinking and riding your broom? I need to see his license and registration, please. Put the wand away. All right, what about
flying?
Right. All right, you're a chick. So what about the Twilight series? Personally, like I said, it's the same thing as Harry Potter. I know of it. I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never watched a full movie of it.
Okay, you don't judge me, but I am a Twilight. I love Twilight. I love it so much.
Okay.
It was.
Are you crap? I'm trying to think of the names. I want to say Edward and what's the other dude? What's the name?
Jacob.
I remember the Burger King commercial. It was like, are you Jacob or Edward, or whatever? And you got to like vote or pick for something. I remember that.
Uh-huh. Heck yeah.
I don't know who. I don't know which one I voted for. It was the werewolf. That's who I picked. I was like, going with the werewolf. He seems more werewolfy.
Yeah, because he seems more werewolfy because he's a werewolf.
I know, exactly. The other dude was all vampire-ish, and I was like, eh, that's just a weird goth with some fucked up teeth. I'm going with the werewolf.
No, I was Team Edward all the way. I wanted to be one of the Cullens. I was obsessed. But, yeah, no, I was, like, really hard into Twilight, like, really, really into it.
Now, I heard one of the movies, because I saw this, they were reviewing one of the movies, and it was, like, it was supposed to be, like, this big battle scene that happened, right? But it turns out it was, like, a dream. Now, did that tick you off, or did you see, that coming?
Oh! I was so I didn't read the books because I really don't like Stephanie Meyer's writing style. So I never read the books, so I didn't really know what to expect, and I hated that stupid fight. I was like, what in the hell am I watching? So you're telling me that whole emotional roller coaster I just went on isn't even real? And it was just like a vision or a dream of like what could come to pass if something happened. And I was just like, oh, this is how we avoid war, by having an all-out war. I was like, so I was bitter because my heart was breaking because there's things that happened like in the battle scene, like your favorite people die. And I was on such an emotional roller coaster. Like by the time that it was over, I was like, I don't think I can concentrate on the rest of this movie because I'm reeling emotionally.
Now, sorry, let's jump from movies to TV shows. What's a TV show you got like emotionally invested in? I'm gonna say for me, Sons of Anarchy was probably one of the first ones I did. I was like,
no,
I gotta watch, the whole season. What? It is a great show.
Yeah, I never watched Sons of Anarchy. Everybody who's seen it tells me that it's really good. Sam, my best friend, she watches it. Like, she watched the whole series more than once. And then she watched, there was a spinoff, Mayans. She watched some of that, but she said that it just wasn't as good.
See, I never got to see Mayans or whatever it was. Like, I knew it was just supposed to be a spinoff. And then, to me, the last season started getting sucky on Son of Anarchy because, it ended very shitty. So I will have to say that. Like, the ending of it was stupid. But if you go back and watch from, episode 1 till the last season, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm the same way with The Walking Dead now.
Oh, yeah, you just kind of, like, are fizzling out.
Yeah, now it's Walking Dead, and I'm like, this right here, I guess, is going to be the last season of it, and I'm sad on the outside. As soon as I heard, I stood in the shower, put on some Nickelback, started crying. I was like, I am crying, I'm out of you. And tears are just shooting out. I was like, no, not my zombies.
You know what ending to the show that I hated? I got so mad. And I know it's going to be like Game of Thrones. Like, for Game of Thrones, right? But you know, the ending of a show that messed with me really bad was The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. I was never really into that show, but I heard people say the same thing about the ending of it.
Yeah, I was like, this is not a satisfactory ending. Like, I want...
I was the same way with the show Even Stevens. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? This ain't a season finale or a series finale? No. What happened?
Who even watches Even Stevens?
Whoa. I did, all right? I watched Even Stevens and Rocket Power and I'm trying to think of any other shows I watched as a kid.
Oh, man.
TGI shows.
Yeah. I really liked, you know what I found out is that Hulu has a lot of the shows that were on Nickelodeon, right? So
right.
They have Doug on there, they have Hey Arnold on there, and they have Rugrats. And
good.
If you think that I'm not binge-watching Rugrats, I'm watching Rugrats.
I got DirecTV. So I'm always watching Scooby-Doo and Boomerang, like the old school Scooby-Doo, like Scooby and Scrappy and shit like that. And then do you remember one that was called A Pup Named Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
It was like,
no,
and I was like
really.
Kids. I remember watching it. It used to come on like Saturday mornings when I was like a little kid. So like I've been watching it a little bit, like recording it when I'm at work and then watching it when I get home type of shit. And then my Nickelodeon at nighttime, in the middle of the night, for some reason, to play back-to-back Doug and Rugrats and crap. Hey Arnold would come on. And I think Ren and Stimpy would come on, still comes on.
Oh, I love old school Ren and Stimpy.
That's pretty much my nighttime. Right? It's one of those shows, like, in Rocco's Modern Life is, like, two of those shows that when I was a little kid, I probably shouldn't have been watching because some of the shit wasn't meant for kids, but yeah, it was on a kid station.
Right. Well, I mean, Rocco's Modern Life, they did a whole bunch of articles about it, right, because there are subtle nuances that, like, as a kid you don't understand. But like Rocco, he was a sex line operator.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like
yeah.
So, I mean,
and then when Bev the toad, like she calls in, and then Rocco's on the phone, you know, like that's a big deal.
Yeah, some of the shows Now, one show I couldn't stand was Cat Dog. I hated that show. Anybody who was a fan of that, go fuck yourself. That show was stupid.
I always wondered how it pooped.
Right?
Because, like...
Right?
Yeah, like they showed, like, you know, in the beginning, they show the fur ball coming out of the dog's mouth, but I'm like, but that's not how fur balls work.
Right.
You know, so where does the poop go? Or do they just consume just enough calories that they just never poop? They just use all their energy.
Right.
So those are kind of like those are my shower thoughts.
And,
like I'll be.
And
yeah.
Is there only one pecker, or do they each get their own pecker? I was stuck in the dude. I want my own. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to share mine with somebody else. I want my own, so.
Right. Well, I mean, because, you know, and that actually raises a really good question. Like, I don't mean to be garish or anything, but like, how does that work if you're a Siamese twin and you decide not to get separated?
That is a good question.
You know, because there was a bunch of, like, pictures from, like, the late 1800s, early 1900s of, like, Siamese twins that had their own spouses and had their own kids and stuff like that. And I'm like, how would you do that? Because you're kind of joined at the hip, and that seems like you guys would have to have some kind of teamwork situation in order to make it happen. And like, I'm sorry, I am not going to help you angle yourself better. If I'm not getting any, then like, you're on your own.
And what about, like, if one of them dies? How does that work? Like, I know they probably try to take the other one off, but what if they can't? You just show them a dead body for them?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, especially if, like, you know, like, from a medical standpoint, like, as soon as one of them dies, the other one would die shortly after because they share, like, organs and blood and stuff, you know?
Right.
So, like, imagine you get in a fight with your Siamese twin, and you're just like, I hate you so much, and you just start, like, drinking and smoking and whoring around, because you're like, I don't care, I just want to die so that he'll die.
Like, you're lucky, you're not the one that dies first, like, the other one dies first. Like, the other one dies first, and you're like, well, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that would be, I don't know. That sounds like a topic for another episode. Dun, dun, dun.
Very morbid. And we have not depressed our listeners.
So we got about 7 minutes left. So let's let everybody know about the new the show that we're going to start doing. And,
sure.
Okay, so we haven't really came up with a name yet, guys. So bear with us on some of it. We've been throwing ideas around. So far, the Kaylee is kind of winning, but if we think of something better, we'll totally change it up a little bit.
Well, why don't we invite them to comment on the page or to one of us on our social media, some name ideas, so
Like
roam around and see. Yeah, because that way they're like involved in what we're doing and they feel like they're part of the process. And then like the kinds of stuff that we want to cover in the show, like we're thinking about doing just like pop culture fun stuff and like weird and wild wacky things. And I'm going to try to keep it light and not be quite as doom and gloom and dead Siamese twins.
But,
it's gonna be fun.
Right, I'm super excited about it. We're not for sure when the first episode is gonna start. I know we wanted to do it like maybe next weekend or something, but the way my work schedule is this week, guys. Yeah. I'm just gonna say yeah. I was supposed to be off earlier on in the week, but now I'm not off till like, you know, next weekend, which I'm not complaining. It's, you know, nothing like that, but it's just one of those things where I probably won't be able to do another episode till, I don't know. Let's talk about this on air. What's your plans next Friday?
Oh, well, actually there's some other exciting news that I'd like to share. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but Courtney guest starred on the podcast a couple weeks ago. She and I are launching our own beauty brand called Ecstasy Beauty. And our first products are in beta testing right now. So as soon as we have an official launch date, you guys will know about that. We are planning on releasing a lipstick, eyeshadow, highlighter combo, like beauty box, as our first. And so we're having people test our lipsticks right now. So as soon as
I've been trying it out all week. It is awesome. It makes my lips nice and perky looking.
Oh, look at you. You're so good at testing products for us.
Oh yeah, to see what I did with the never mind. Anyway. that is awesome. So you guys are not sure when everything's gonna be out yet, or?
Yeah, we're aiming to be able to release for Black Friday, so fingers crossed that we're able to do that, since that's like a good old-fashioned American holiday that we like to celebrate full force. You know, I'd like to come out guns blazing for Black Friday and, you know, have our beauty box take over Christmas.
I was about to say, do you guys have like a site set up, or are you guys going to be in stores, or?
Until we've got product, we aren't really set up for that. I am always looking for beauty ambassadors and influencers. So I've already got two people that are testing for us. And then, of course, our beautiful Courtney is going to be doing some Instagram posts and things like that. But I need people who want to try it and who think that they would be a really good face for, you know, what we're trying to put across, which is ecstasy and beauty. So it's going to be lush and comfortable, and I want for it to be just like, you know, over-the-top luxury.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And as soon as you guys get everything figured out with it all, we'll have her come back on the podcast, and we'll for sure do, like, a interview with you two going over everything.
Yeah, we would love that. It's going to be great. And then she and I, we are thinking about starting to do curated travel trips for food, like travel and connoisseurship, because we both like to travel for food, and she's from the South, so she knows food. So we're gonna start doing like little trips and see if we can get some packages together that way.
Hell yeah.
That way you guys get to meet us.
There you go. Well, we got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah,
I told you 30 minutes
is going
by so quick. Huh?
Yeah. Well, that's all that's going on over here with me. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Working. Working and I think I got that new set finished.
Well, that's exciting.
So maybe
pretty good. Have they said, are you going to have any places to try your set out soon?
Not here.
No. Dang. Everything's so
close. Not here. That when the couple of the places I did do it at, one of them burned down. And then the other one's a good distance away. So.
Yeah. But so it'll just take time.
So it won't be too bad. Like I'll post it online, and then I don't know, maybe I'll do a YouTube video or something of it.
Yeah,
just walk
awesome.
Through some random strangers at a store and start telling them jokes or something.
I like it. Get one of those little kid karaoke machines and do it that way.
Yes. Like the little kid ones, though, you know, like the little plastic, like, Toy Story one or whatever.
It's perfect. You heard it here first.
The little British lady came on and said 60 seconds.
Yeah, like if you get arrested at a Walmart, we know what you were doing, right? It's like you walking up to strangers and harassing them with a karaoke kit for a child, telling them jokes.
Right.
That center around like food and getting older.
Right. Actually, this set's more about making fun of the snowflakes. It's called talking about my generation. So.
Even better.
I don't know. Somebody the other day told me it was one of my better sets. So you might be that somebody.
Yeah. I am pretty sure I was that somebody, because I was reading these jokes and I was just like, I like this set. It's a really strong set. So it'll be good. I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Well, I was hoping to have it out this weekend, but plans kind of changed with work and everything. So, but I am off next weekend, so, and I get a 3-day weekend, so I'm going to try to do it all then.
Oh, nice. A 3-day weekend, you say? You should be super productive.
Right. By that, I'm just going to smoke a lot of pot and nap.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that how most stand-up comedians make it? I think so.
That's what I thought. I thought there was a lot of pot smoking, a lot of napping, and a few waking up next to ugly chicks or something. Oh, shit. Well, anyways, you have a great rest of your night. Been awesome having you as a co-host. And
well,
we're for sure, we're going to have to do this again. Like I said, everybody, we're not for sure if we're going to stick with DeKaylee as the name of the show, but as of now, at least that's what this episode's called, so we'll go with that. Or Dak Ailey. I don't know how you want to pronounce it, you know, whatever way you guys want to. But,
dude, that's Dak.
But, yeah, everybody just try to stay safe right now, and that's about all I got to say. Oh, tune in tomorrow night. Sherry and me are going to do a Roasting the World, so I'll be on the lookout for that. I think it's the first one she's been on in months. Cough, cough, wink, wink, months. But anything you want to add before we end?
No, I'm good.
I don't know if she's back or if she's just visiting. I don't think she's back. I think she's just visiting. So.
Well, have a good show tomorrow night, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
All right, everybody. You guys all have a good night.